This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salaam alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah alhamdulillahi hamdan yuafi ni'amahu wa yukafi'u mazidah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome to the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is that name which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the Quran in more than one occasion to be a name second to none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. It's as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two names which are primary. Of course, one of those names is even more primary, and that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the name that we've already discussed. Allah is the name which is the very most primary name out of all of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why a poet says, أَلَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهَ بَاطِلُ وَكُلُّ نَعِيمٍ لَا مَحَالَةَ زَائِلُ. That every single thing except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be coming to an end, and every single na'im and every single ease that people go through will eventually come to an end as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard the statement of Labid, and Labid is a poet that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would memorize the poetry of Labid. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this line of Labid, he said that this is the most truthful line of poetry that the Arabs have ever said. This is Allah. But Allah says in the Quran also, قُلِدُعُ اللَّهَ أَوِدُعُ الرَّحْمَنِ. Call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or call out to the Rahman as well. أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Either one of these, if you were to call out to, then he is the one who has the beautiful, al-husna, the most beautiful names. Husna means the most beautiful, and not just the beautiful. Ahsan and husna are superlative forms, meaning that they are the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beautiful of all names only belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ar-Rahman is amongst those names. And Ar-Rahman, by the way, is also one of those names that nobody else has ever used for themselves except if they do it out of arrogance. Except if they do it out of arrogance. History shows to us that Rahman, people call themselves Rahim. People will call themselves Ra'uf. People will use other names of such nature. But Rahman and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those names that nobody has ever used. Rahman specifically might have been used by a couple of people in history, but out of arrogance, and that is a door that you don't want to open with the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be used with the word abd in front of it. Abdullah, the slave of Allah, Abdul Rahman, the worship of Rahman, and so forth. What does Rahman mean? You see, my brother and my sister, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so vast, so unique, that one word and one name by itself couldn't have described it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used multiple names to describe this compassionate nature of Allah. Two of those names are related to the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman means the one who has the most vast of mercies. The vastest of all mercy belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People can be merciful. Everybody has an aspect of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within their own existence, and they exercise it. People feed animals, people, you know, give something to cats to drink and eat, and ants and everything. People are merciful. There is mercy within human beings as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy is the most vast of all mercies. So Ar-Rahman is Dhur Rahmatul Wasi'ah, the one who has this vast mercy, which is encompassing of the human beings, whether they be believers, whether they be non-believers, whether they be male, female, children, elderly, so on and so forth. Everybody is included within this rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is deduced from the name and which is found within the name Ar-Rahman. From Rahman, we get a mercy which is encompassing. It includes every single human being, the elderly, the young, the Muslim, the non-Muslim. Every single person is included within this mercy of Allah, which we take from the term Ar-Rahman, because Ar-Rahman is Dhur Rahmatul Wasi'ah. And as for the one who delivers this rahmah to specific individuals, that is Ar-Rahim, and we'll be discussing more about Ar-Rahim in the subsequent episode. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.